This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Most folks think long-distance relationships are doomed to fail. Well, here's a success story for you. In 2002, Fonte Coleman of Greensboro and Nicolay Rook of Holland found each other online through a hip-hop message board called OK Player. After a few formalities, the two found they shared a kinship rooted in soul music. Fonte grew up listening to artists like Luther Vandross and Chaka Khan. Nick reared on Stevie Wonder and Nina Simone. And they both had a not-so-secret affinity for pop and rock music of the 1980s. Before long, the two were swapping beats, vocals, and instrumentation. And Fonte and Nicolay, before they ever met, they'd put the finishing touches on their first album, critically acclaimed project called Connected, released in 2004, the name of the band, The Foreign Exchange. Last year, The Foreign Exchange released their third album, Authenticity, came on the heels of a Grammy nomination for the song Daykeeper from the CD Leave It All Behind. Waiting for the deadline, 'cause then she'll kick me in the safety of her arms. She never leaves me, and when the sun rises, she watches over. The Foreign Exchange been touring like crazy, and often the stage is the only time Fonte and Nicolay are face-to-face. Although Nick has relocated to Wilmington, North Carolina to be closer to his bandmate, they still do a majority of their creative collaboration online. Next week, the Foreign Exchange is going to perform at the second annual Hopscotch Festival in Raleigh, but today I'm pleased to welcome them as my guest in the studio, a big operation, and in the course of this hour, we're going to get a chance to meet the entire band, but first, The Foreign Exchange, welcome to the State of Things. Hi, how are you
doing?
Thank
you. Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Always good to be back, man.
Good to have you back, Fonte. We knew, you know, the first time we met was like 2002.
2002,
some crazy
man.
Thing.
It's,
little brother.
Yeah, knocking on 10 years, man.
It's amazing. And you have gone on to great things, as have most of the bandmates from Little Brother, gone on to other things, too. Let's start talking about the track from Connected now, the first Foreign Exchange CD. And I actually want to listen to the first verse from Brave New World. Let's listen.
Okay.
Yo, we got single moms that can't afford to feed children. World War III got planes flying into buildings. Corrupt cops and robbers, thieves and politicians. They just keep taking as the world keeps spinning. Just take a look around now. A long way from your MTV cribs with the bold speaker surround sound. Get ready for countdown just to get some benefits. My girl lied to the people downtown.
Brave New World from Connected, the first album by The Foreign Exchange. And the story bears retelling. Tell us again how you met and how that album came together.
Man, this was around 2002, I'm thinking. This was, me and Nick were both active posters on OKPlayer.com, which is like a message board where you just go to discuss music. And I would just always see him on there just kind of, you know, just talking about music. And I noticed that me and him liked a lot of the same stuff. Like any Prince post, like he would be in. Any like Radiohead posts, like he would be in. And so we just had a lot of the same likes. And so then one day he came and was like, yo, this is some music that I've done. This is, check out some of my beats. And so he put them up and I just thought they were crazy. And so I reached out to him, said, man, you know, would you mind if I do something to these? And he was like, cool, go ahead. And so this is before the days of like, you know, even like Gmail or like You Send It or like any of the big file sharing sites. So we pretty much had to send our stuff through Instant Messenger. We would just be on IM sending files and back and forth. And when we had to send actual final CD mixes, we would actually have to send them through snail mail, like through, you know, through FedEx or DHL or wherever. And, you know, he was still in the Netherlands, so it would be, you know, it costs a little bit.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning of this, Nick, what were you thinking? Did you have any idea where this might go when you first started putting these things together?
I think so. I think I did. For me, it was very much a turning point in my life because I had actually kind of given up on music, just played in a lot of bands, and it never really paid the rent. So I was at a point in my life where I was just like, excuse me, sorry, but I was ready to get a job. I was ready to really kind of give that lifestyle up and make music as a hobby in the off time. And that's really where I guess I kind of unconsciously like laid a foundation of what we're doing now. And so when I met Fonte and especially after working on the first couple of tracks, I knew it was a literally a turning point in my life, and it was exactly where I needed to be at.
What kind of music were you doing in Amsterdam?
Anything from, you know, I used to play in funk bands mainly, you know, bands that played music by the time or Zap or P-Funk, a lot of analog synthesizers and funk guitars, and that's really what I was doing. And it never got to a level of recording. We got close a couple of times, but it was just a frustrating experience altogether.
So. And we talked about some of the music you listened to growing up. Your mother was important in laying the groundwork for that. Tell us about that, your musical upbringing.
Yeah, my mom, I remember just getting into music, just sitting in the house, just listening to whatever my mom would always have music playing, from classical to, like I said, Stevie Wonder. Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants was something that was played like every day, pretty much. Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Nina Simone, Sly Stone, just anything, jazz, anything that my mom would like, she would play, and she didn't really have kind of a set agenda. So one day I'd be hearing classical, the next I'd be hearing pop, and I think looking back, that's really where I just developed a love for anything that's good.
How about you, Fonte? What'd you hear growing up, and how important?
Man, for me, it pretty much started with my mother as well. She was a big soul music fan, so she was just, you know, Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle, Luther Vandross was like, I'd know like every Luther album ever made because that's all I heard from the time I was young to now, and so she was really into soul singers. And so then on one hand, she was into that. And then my uncle Broad, he was more into like jazz funk. So he was straight Parliament, you know, George Duke, Stanley Clark, Mandrill, Sun, like instant funk, like just a lot of those, you know, 70s, 80s, South Soul records kind of stuff. And that was where I got that from. And so those were just my main influences. And then in 1988, I bought my first hip hop album, "Long Live the Kane" by Big Daddy Kane, and that pretty much that changed my life.
That changed it all.
That was it.
And it has changed again. I tell you what, let me ask you to play something for us right now. Today on the State of Things, with us is the Grammy nominated group, The Foreign Exchange. I probably should tell everybody who's in this group because there's quite a few players here, as well as Fonte and Nicolay. Fonte on vocals, Nicolay on guitar, Cy Smith on vocals along with Gene Jolly, Zoe is on the keyboard, and Tim Scott Jr. on drums, Chris Berner on the guitar, Darian Alexander on the bass, and they're all here to play. What are you going to play for us? And maybe you can play us out of this segment, and we'll take a break, and then we'll come back after we hear this tune from the Foreign Exchange.
Cool.
What do you got for us?
Fight for Love. One, two, three, four.
All this time I had it wrong, but now I truly see the road you're choosing. See the writing that's on the wall, tells me I'm losing you, and there's nothing for me to do, 'cause our greatest fears came true. I finally got a clearer view. Oh, I don't want to be a soldier anymore, because the war never ends and no one ever wins. I don't understand why we should fight for love. It ain't all it is. It ain't all it is. I guess that I am not as strong as I pretend to be. It's so confusing. And if our fortune should change tomorrow, I still would be choosing to run away and just start brand new. The lucky ones, they are so few. And I guess they aren't like me. Soldier anymore, because the war never ends and no one ever wins. I don't understand why we should
fight for love. Either it ain't or it is. It either ain't or it is. It either ain't or it is. It either ain't or it is.
From the very latest from the Foreign Exchange, live on The State of Things, and there is more to come on the program. The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio Broadcast Service at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned. This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacia. With me in the studio, the Foreign Exchange. Grammy-nominated band released their third CD, Authenticity, last year. Fans and critics love it. Also started a conversation about the band, whether it's moving farther away from its roots in hip-hop. Infante, when you and Nicolay met, you were members, we talked about Little Brother. I want to give everybody a sample of the music you were making back then. Here's something you made with Little Brother, Ninth Wonder, Big Pooh, song called So Fabulous.
Okay. Well, it was one of those days.
We had much to do.
I was steady writing wrong.
So my Little Brother crew.
Other two be fine, taking Nine Plus Eccentric and Big Dough in case I didn't mention.
But did you tell them about the league?
Oh, yes, the League of Justice.
And did you tell them what they need?
These kids, they want substance, rhymes, and beats. Keep my pace flowing lovely, but I'ma say crumbs and pass it off the Dougie.
This is all about, no doubt, for Little Brother. But first, let's take a moment to recover. Schwang. This has been written. It's never bitten. You keep forgetting.
There we are. So Fabulous, Little Brother. And then we heard the Fight for Love that you've done in your most recent CD. Now with the Foreign Exchange, you come a long way. I mean, the music is different. I don't know that it's on a scale of hierarchy, but
nah,
it certainly
you.
Is a different kind of music you're doing now.
Very much so. I just think for me, it was, you know, one of the things that that I've, you know, seen more and more the further we go is that I think that our generation, meaning the generation that is the age that I am, you know what I'm saying, like 32 and up, we were kind of the last generation to know life before hip hop. And so a lot of the younger kids now, like, they will hear, you know what I'm saying, Little Brother, and then they'll hear, you know, what I'm doing with Foreign Exchange. And to them, it's just like, oh, my God, like, how is this, you know? But for me, you know, growing up in the South, I mean, we had to go to church every Sunday. And, I mean, it wasn't negotiable. It was not something that is up for discussion. You got to go. And that's just the bottom line. And so my thing was, well, if I got to go to church, I don't really want to be here, but if I got to go, I might as well. Let me find something that's fun to me. So I sang in the choir. And so for me, with me doing, you know, with what me and Nick are doing with Foreign Exchange now, it's really just me just making the music that I grew up on. You know, hip hop for me didn't really come into my life till I was around 8, 9, 10 years old. And up until that point, I had just grew up on just a lot of soul music, just hearing a lot of different influences. And then even when I got into hip hop, I got into the hip hop that sampled the music that mm-hmm. I grew up listening to. So it's really just kind of just been just a continuum, you know what I mean? And so for some people, they view it as a departure of sorts. For me, it is very much really just kind of returning to my roots. I mean, this was where I started.
Nick, were you familiar with the group or with the music of Little Brother?
Yeah. I mean, we came up together in the sense that as we were, you know, starting our collaboration, they were actually working on finishing the listening. And so I was, in a lot of ways, very aware of Little Brother and the whole collective outside of that. And at that point in time, you know, the Foreign Exchange was a side project in the sense that Little Brother was Fonte's main right. thing. And Foreign Exchange was a project, and it did so well that obviously later it became more than just a project. But when we first started, it was kind of all the same thing. You know, we did Light It Up, that became a Little Brother B-side. So at that point, it wasn't still, it was more like a melting pot.
You did a lot more hip-hop back there in that first CD.
Yeah,
for sure.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Were you two growing together in terms of the trajectory, the evolution of the band? Or did you feel, was there, in a sense, a kind of an argument about, when are we going too fast, too mm-hmm. far, that sort of thing?
No, it was never that. It was never that. I think more than anything, we would just push each other to keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
if it was, you know, if he was in the driver's seat doing 90 or if he was in behind the wheel, I'd be in the passenger seat like, yo, keep going. Like, yo, let's go 100. Let's go 120. you know what I'm saying? So it was never that. I think it was just very natural. You know what I'm saying? And it was 4 years between our first album, Connected, to the second album, Leave It All Behind. And just in that 4 years, it was really just like sea changes, I mean, that had taken place. You know, Nick had moved stateside. I got married. I had another son. Just, you know, life had changed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had to make music I felt that fit into my life then. You know, hip-hop is very much a rebellion music. It's a music about rebellion, and it's anger, and it's that angst, you know. Mm-hmm. But how am I going to be angst with my son in the back seat, dude? Like, it's a car seat in my car, dude. Like, what are you angst about? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got tater tots all in the back seat. I'm in the carpool lane. Who's hard in the carpool lane, dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you'd be surprised.
So I just had to make music that was, I think me and Nick both just had to make music that was more to where we are now, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what led to it, I think.
Nick, you actually have a background in musicology. You studied musicology, right?
And so, I did.
Did that play a part in this? Do you find yourself going back to it, or is it something you have to ignore?
Well, the funny thing was, as I was studying it, I was very frustrated about just the fact that it was all theory and not a lot of practice. And so I learned a lot. I learned everything from, you know, composing to harmony to melody, rhythm. And then I just tried to forget all of it in all reality and reinvent kind of what I wanted to do. But at this point in time, I do draw from it quite a bit because it, you know, as we continue to kind of set our sights on more complex stuff, you know, it helps me to kind of have that foundation, and it gives me a head start, you know what I'm saying, to do things that are new, that are different.
Interesting to have that come back to that foundation mm-hmm. after you've got the practice. Can I ask you to do another song for us right here?
Let's do it.
This one is from our second LP, Leave It All Behind, and this one is called House of Cards.
Gonna get your
house of cards is gonna
have seen the sorrow you were meant for.
Your house of cards is going to fall.
Sooner or later, you will pay for.
Your house of cards is going to fall.
Too late to cry, gonna get yours.
Your house of cards is going to fall.
Gotta find my way home. Maybe there's a new day. Can't stand it anymore. Gotta change these dirty ways. When you don't know what to do, and there's nothing left to lose, there's no one else to blame. Your worst enemy is you. Gonna be such a long way down when you fall.
Foreign Exchange live on The State of Things with a song called The House of Cards. That's from your second album, Leave It All Behind. That was in 2008. And that's the one, the album from which the Grammy-nominated song Daykeeper was pulled. And so what was that like now to get that kind of recognition on your second album?
Man, it was something I never thought would happen ever in life. It was a big surprise, you know what I'm saying? And you know, to me, the biggest thing that made me happiest about it was not necessarily that we got nominated, but the way we got nominated. We really did it on our own terms, and we didn't have any, like, big muscle behind us or big major label money. It was, you know, truly the music. We got it on our own merits. And so, you know, going and, you know, being on the red carpet and, like, looking, and it's like, yo, there's Elvis Costello, here's, you know, whoever, like, you know, also the situation was at the Grammys, you know what I mean? Just the
guy, right? Which you wonder why, but
right, yeah, like, but the situation from Jersey Shore was there. So
Kenny G was there.
We saw Kenny G.
Weird Al Yankovic
was there.
Yeah, we got
no, serious, like, they were all there. Like, Kenneth G was there.
Charlie Wilson,
same hair. Yeah,
a lot of them actually never leave, is the thing. They just sit there and wait for the next one because it's going to be their only chance in some cases.
Yeah. It was crazy. So, you know, you're there with all these people, and it's like, wow, the history of music is right here. So it was a very humbling experience, man. And I mean, I'm glad we got a chance to do it.
Well, the amazing thing to me is that your second album, that's the one where we expect everybody to kind of dash against the rocks of fame and expectation, right? And for some reason, you didn't. You moved forward. Maybe it was that thing you said earlier about wanting to go 100 miles an hour in some direction and not repeat what you did before.
Yeah, I think that was the most important thing for us, that as we started on the second album, once we had made that decision, we knew that we would have to do something that was a radical change from the first, just because, you know, it would have been so easy to do like a Still Connected or Reconnected or Disconnected.
Yeah.
Oh, you can just, you know.
Connection.
And you know.
Right.
Bad.
Bad connection, yeah.
So, you know, that would have been a you know, however many fans would have liked that, for us personally, that would have been a cop-out. We always set our sights on something that we haven't done before, and we kind of see how it turns out later.
Did you have that conversation? Let's not do that?
I don't think we really had the conversation. It was just, you know, when Nick started sending me tracks for the second album, for Leave It All Behind, that conversation pretty much was already there. It was in the music.
You're moving, yeah.
And so, you know, when I sat down to write songs for that second album, just the music that he was sending me was just really rich and had a lot of color in it. And I just felt like, you know, rapping on it would have been shortchanging it. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you got, you know, a bunch of land and you just want to build, you know, an outhouse on it or something. It's like, dude, like we can build a multiplex. For the Best Buy, we're going to have a Target. We got Bed Bath & Beyond. And we going to put, yo, everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So Crate & Barrel, dog. Like, we go, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just feel like you got the world at your fingertips and you want to do it all. And so with the music that he was sending me, it just was understood that that's where we were going.
So tell us about Authenticity. Tell us about the album itself.
Man, it's kind of our way of stripping down things a little bit. We really both were listening to a lot of singer-songwriters of the 60s and 70s, stuff that we both grew up on, you know, like Neil Young, like James Taylor. And we just really, we've always just been very extravagant on our music, and this was kind of our attempt to keep it really small, to put the song in central focus, the performance of the song, you know, write songs that would hold up, playing them as we are doing now with just, you know, unamplified instruments, you know, the kind of campfire setup, if you will. So, yeah, that was important for us, that we would kind of see if we could translate our music and our ideas to like a stripped down version of what we do.
You play another one for us now? Absolutely. From Authenticity?
Sure. Which one is this one?
I don't think we're playing something for Authenticity.
Not,
right.
No? which one is this one? Which one?
Well, we were going to Take Off the Blues, but
okay.
We can flip it up.
No,
a
no.
Bit.
I don't
know. Okay, well, you know, we can, if y'all want to do, we want to do something from Authenticity now.
Cause, all right.
Because Frank Stacio gave us the great lead in.
I mean, he did.
Come on,
we had it all set up.
Who are we to not oblige the wishes of Mr. Frank Stacio?
I'm right there with you.
The F is for the state, that's for Frank. The Frank Exchange. All right, so at the behest of Mr. Frank Stacio, my esteemed colleague, this one is for my album Authenticity. This one is called "Laughing at Your Plans."
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and.
Lay down, baby, please don't say a word. Dry your tears, I guess by now you've heard that I'm leaving again. One more day and I'll be in the sky, so far away from the life of you and I, the place I can pretend to forget about the times that you said that if you never take the time to breathe in and look inside you, if you're lost, I'll try to find you and remind you of the way that you'll feel when this all ends someday. And maybe now you understand that God is laughing at your plans. What will be, why don't you come inside, my friend, out of the rain, and maybe then you'll see what I see.
He plays until the sun goes down and falls asleep to the sound of a song that he says reminds him of you. And when he smiles, they say that he looks just like you. He's walking around like the world is a stage, 'cause that's all a young man can do when his hero's not around. 'Cause if you never take the time to breathe in and look inside you, if you're lost, I'll try to find and remind you of the way that you'll feel in this autumn someday. And maybe now you'll understand that God is laughing at your plans. What will be, why don't you come inside, my friend, out of the rain.
See
what I see.
Oh, 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 oh.
And maybe now you'll understand that God is laughing at your plan. What will be
The Foreign Exchange live on the State of Things, laughing at your plans from their latest album, Authenticity, graciously agreeing to laugh at their own plans insert
anytime.
A tune they had.
When Frank Stacio speaks, we listen. Okay? F.E., Frank
the
Exchange.
The demiurg. God will make the plan and Frank will change it. Not a bad place in the pantheon of the gods. Foreign Exchange coming back. Fonte Coleman on the vocals, Nicolay on guitar, Nicolay Rook, Cy Smith, Gene Jolly on vocals, Zoe on the keyboard, Tim Scott Jr. on drums, Chris Berner on the guitar, and Darian Alexander all coming back. The Foreign Exchange with me today in the studio. Travel back in time to the 1980s and find out why that decade so influenced the Foreign Exchange. Stay with us on the State of Things.
One more time now.
This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and it's a Foreign Exchange Friday. Grammy-nominated band with roots in North Carolina and the Netherlands. With me in the studio, I want to talk about the Foreign Exchange Music, which is the record label imprint that you've created. Once the band was established, you've got three artists on the roster, including the Foreign Exchange. What made you want to take on the music business?
Because we wasn't about to let the music business take on us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, I had been pretty much signed to just about every label imaginable, you know what I'm saying, in terms of independent, major, indie, small indie, big indie, huge, major. And I had done it just about on every level imaginable. And what I learned through all of that was just that there was two things. One, no one is going to work harder for you than you're going to work for yourself. And two, the biggest asset that we had was my music. It was always, with every label that we went to, we were coming already. I mean, when we were signed to Atlantic, you know, I remember meeting with the press people, and they were like, man, you guys are, normally we have to solicit interviews for our artists. You guys have, you know, interviewers calling us like, yo, what's up? Well, little brother, we want to get with y'all. Like, what? And so, you know, just seeing all that, man, it was just like, if we're going to do all the work, if it's our music is kind of growing legs on its own and people are gravitating towards it, then we might as well see the financial benefits of it. We might as well write our own checks.
Well, a lot of artists have come to that conclusion, but the problem is you're so busy making music that you don't have time for that other side of it.
Yeah. It's definitely a balance. And I think it's, you know, more so now with artists, you know, the old paradigm of, oh, I'm just the artist and just let my managers and agents and accountants handle the business because I'm the art. And this is my art of my art because I'm the art. And I wake up and I have art on my art. You're going to be broke.
You're going
like,
just
like, you're going to be broke.
Just
like,
getting your berets clean.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's, I sit in my imported water. Like, dude, it's that paradigm is done, dude. Like, you will be broke. Like, if you don't have at least some understanding of the business side, or if you, even if you don't have understanding, if you have people who are, you know, who understand it and can help guide you, but you have to be in it, man. It's just no way you can survive these days. You have to have some understanding of the other side of it, or else you won't survive.
One of the artists is with us here today. Zoe has been playing keyboards with the Foreign Exchange for today's show, and here's a sample of his work as a solo artist.
To say.
Yeah. There is keyboardist Zoe of the Foreign Exchange and also doing some solo work. Zoe, how did you find the Foreign Exchange, or how did they find you?
I actually found the Foreign Exchange directly through Fonte. Me and Fonte met back in 05 after Little Brother Show, and we started working pretty much right after that. I mean, we found that we had mutual respect in each other's work and work ethic, and you know, it just kind of took on a life of its own. You know, we pretty much, you know, just kind of grown as together as artists and, you know, as friends. And, you know, it's just all pretty much worked out that way.
And you have a side project called Zoe and Tigolo Love the 80s, right? Tell us about that.
You know what? Zoe and Tigolo Love the 80s was kind of like, it was just something that just kind of grew out of a conversation that me and Fonte were having about the 80s. And, you know, we were talking about how just, you know, if you strip the music down, you know, some of the songwriting is real dope. And, we're just able to kind of push each other in that direction. And, you know, we almost did it on a dare, just kind of like, you know, I had a drum beat from Africa and I was like, you know, I'm down if you down. And he was like, I'm down. So we, yeah. You know, we just
once
kinda,
again, I'm telling him to go 100 miles an hour. Faster, son. Faster.
Right. Because after that, we did Take On Me. So, you know, that was left field.
Well, let's listen to something that this is something that you cover. This is your version of Level 42's Something About You.
Because there's something about you.
Is that a kazoo?
According to the liner notes, that is a kazoo.
I
will not put out my what that was, man. It was me just humming, and so I was in the studio. It was and my engineer who engineered the session was Crisis, and me and Crisis were in the studio, and so I heard a guitar in my mind. I heard a guitar, but I can't play the guitar at all, and so I was like, well, let me just hum like a guitar solo and just let it be that. So I hummed it, and he was like, yo, what if I put this distortion on it right here? And so he put some kind of distortion on it, and I was like, man, it sounds like a kazoo.
Don't lie.
Why not? And there we have it.
That wasn't no plug-in. You've been able to do that since you were seven.
I've been waiting on the kazoo.
It is.
So you know, that is my kazoo preset. Any artist that need a kazoo solo, let me know.
Or a ringtone.
Right. Come to me. I'm your guy.
I'm his manager.
That sounds good. The 80s is important to both of you, Nicolay and to Fonte, in terms of musicians and how it informs your work even today, right?
Yeah, I'd say the 80s for me, I mean, I was born in 74, so the 80s is really when I got into music just on a very conscious level. It was actually Prince. Like, I as I told you, I listened to a lot of my mom's records, and Prince was like my own artist. Like, that was the artist that I got into, you know, and around the time that Parade came out and Sign of the Times, like 86, 87, that just blew my mind right open, you know, and that sound just forever, because of that, and a lot of affiliated artists, but that 80s sound forever holds just a lot of value, even for the melancholy of
I think it's fair to say you can hear Prince's influence in the title track of your new album, Authenticity, right?
Definitely.
Let's take a listen. Bit. Let's listen. Yeah.
You're not prepared. Refuse to be your enemy. Your fantasies are despair. Yeah. I don't know where I should be. This game we play is killing me. She's all that I could dream, but she tears me apart. She tears me.
A little bit of the title track from the Foreign Exchange's latest CD, Authenticity. It's a sound, you know, when you talk about bringing music forward or being influenced by music of the past. It's something that we, I guess the music industry does to us. They make us move on. They make us say, oh, you know, that's so 80s or that sort of thing. So that you either get the covers, right, and nostalgia bands, mm-hmm. or it's passé and we can't play it. And what I love about what you guys do is you keep working it in and making it new and making it fresh. That happens in the indie scene, too, in the rock scene.
Definitely.
I mean, they have some bands that say, no, wait a minute, this music isn't over, and watch what we do with it. We can move it forward.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, just kind of with also with me and Zoe doing the 80s project, and also it's kind of like what me and Nick do, is that the 80s is just a decade where, you know, the fashion and the spectacle of it kind of overrides the music. And even with a lot of the cover songs that me and Zoe would do, you know, a song like Something About You is, you know, just on its surface, it's just this kind of poppy song, and the production of it is very 80s and kind of glossy. But if you strip it down and read the lyrics, like, it is a beautifully written song. And that's really what it is, you know, with what we're doing with the 80s stuff. And then also what me and Nick do kind of with Authenticity is just really stripping things down to their essence. Like, you know, Something About You, if you see the video and see the big hair and all that stuff, it's like, oh, my God. But if you just play it as an acoustic piece on the piano, you really hear the beauty of it. And a lot of those songs in that era were like that. And so that's, you know, with Authenticity, like, that's really what we, how we take that 80s influence, is just saying, well, aside from all the gloss and all the glamour, these were really great songs.
You play another song for us now?
Let's do it. This is the song that we were previously going to play.
But Frank convinces otherwise.
Frank the God convinces otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Frank the God, Frank the Tank. You know what I'm saying? he wants us to do it. So this is a song. This is off of our second album, Leave It All Behind. This one is called Take Off the Blues.
One, two, three, four. Said and done, you're next to me. And when the sun goes down, you're feeling things you never felt before. Nothing left to say to ease your fears, but I know just what to do. Let me take good care of you.
Kick off your shoes, take off the blues, and come to me. So much to do, so much is meant for you to see. You might as well come a little closer.
Girl, don't make me wait too long for you. After all is said and done, and there's nothing left to share, it's the morning after. I want you lying there.
Just want you lying there.
Always told that you should not give in to love, but saying no so hard to do.
So hard.
'Cause when the feeling's right, you might as well, yeah.
Kick off your shoes, take off the blues, and come to me.
Just come to me.
So much to do, so much is meant for you to see.
So much to see.
You might as well
come a little closer. Girl, don't make me wait too long for you. Just want your attention. Excuse my intention. Keep your feelings intact. Don't wanna hurt nobody. Let me say it again.
No need to mention,
for this I've been wishing. There's
no turning back.
Baby, please take my hand.
Hey.
Kick off your shoes, take off the blues, and come to me.
And come to me.
So much to do, so much has been for you to see.
So much to see.
You might as well come a little closer.
Come closer, baby. Say, come closer, baby.
Closer, baby.
Come closer, baby.
Closer, baby.
come 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 closer, baby.
Closer, baby.
Come closer, baby.
Closer, baby.
Come closer, baby.
Hey.
Come closer, baby.
Closer, baby.
Come closer, baby.
Closer, baby.
If you're listening right now on NPR, keep it going, fellas. If you're in your work cubicle, you need to add a little sexiness to your day. You can always tune in to my man Frank Stacio on
Frank
the State of Things.
Stacio.
Where we can add a little swag.
Swag, swag, swag.
Swag, swag, swag.
Swag
to your day.
Swag.
With the foreign exchange right here.
PR swag.
PR swag. Let's bring it out a bit.
Kick off your shoes.
Everybody step
take your off the blues and come to me.
Ah, yes, I hear you at your work desk.
So much to do, so much is meant for you to see.
Go get you some water. Water at the water.
You might as well.
You're going to need some.
Come a little closer.
Are you hot, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you are supervising, it's that lady
kick
you've been looking at.
Kick off your shoes, take off the blues
it
and
works in
come
HR.
To me.
You might not want to do that. You
so
can lose your job.
To do, so much is meant for
what you can do is call over to your table and you can
you
ask her to listen to some foreign exchange.
Come a little closer.
And you can say, girl, don't make me wait too long for you. The State of Things. Swagging it out with my man Frank Stacio.
Swag.
Swag, swag.
There is no coming back from that.
What does Frank the Tank Swag look like?
Oh, the foreign exchange live on the State of
Frank
Things.
Frank Stacio said swag. This has got to be a first. It's got to be a first.
Fantastic. So good to have you here. We didn't get a chance to talk about your Charity Starts at Home project. Real quick.
Oh, man, real quick. That's my solo album. It comes out September 27th. And this is the first song that the first album that I've ever done under my own name. And the first thing that I've done for myself, hence the title Charity Starts at Home. And so I'll be touring on it. Ninth Wonder, he is on it. Me and him are looking to do some dates together because his album, The Wonder Years, also drops on 9/27. And so we just decided to just kind of make it a joint effort and just help support each other. And that's it. Charity Starts at Home, 9/27 on FE Music.
All right. Yeah. That all sounds great. Authenticity, the latest album from The Foreign Exchange, the band Fonte Coleman, Nicolay Rook, Cy Smith, Gene Jolly, Zoe, Tim Scott Jr., Chris Berner, Darian Alexander, Ketchman Concert next Saturday, September 10th. Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, part of the annual Hopscotch Festival. More information on that, hopscotchmusicfest.com. Check out The Foreign Exchange at theforeignexchangemusic.com. And that is the State of Things for today. We're going to ask you all to play us out. But first, I want to say this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank the Tank Stacio, and once again,
swag. All right, so we're going to take us out. This one is a cover that it was one of my favorite songs. This is was covered on Zoe's Just Visiting 2 EP, which is available for free download on our site, theforeignexchangemusic.com. And this one is Prince, Crazy You, featuring the lovely vocals of Miss Cy Smith. And this is the cool down period. This is the cool down. We made it hot, but we'll take off the blue. We're going to cool it down. Now we're going to cool it down. So if you listen to working cubicles, this is your cool down period. You know what I'm saying? So, boss, drop that TPS report off on your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cool it down.
Cool it down, 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 down. You got a strength.